this time.
Down the bars to the bloody end.
My beautiful daughter, half Mexican and Salvi, the perfect girl from Cali.
Yeah, they love you because you're such a hip-hop head, and they love that. We love that. Everybody loves that.
I'm glad you really get it like that. She's a genius.
Give it up for Letty, please.
Yeah, Rosecrans Vic is here. He started off with this platform called Rosecrans Avenue. It was a blog site. It eventually led to podcasting, and he does his own videos and interviews along with his girl Gina and Gabriel, or Good Morning Gabe. Sorry that I put your name out there. And their show on No Jumper called Mad Lately. Hi, Rosecrans.
Hello.
Was I good?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
You have like a familiar voice. Have you been on radio before?
Just a little bit, like a tat.
Okay, no. Yeah, sounds familiar.
But what did I miss? Because I know you do other stuff too. You do like I think we talked about it last time because, spoiler alert, this is our second interview. we did one for like funsies. But I think you do like artist management as well. I think you curate a lot of things too.
I curate a playlist as well with Audio Mac. Shout out to them. Yeah, I do a lot. I write, you know, I write for like freelance for other publications. I've written for The Land magazine.
I thought like rap.
No, I don't rap. No, that's the one thing I don't do and I will never do.
But have you tried? Like, how do you know that?
When I was 16,
I think we've all tried.
Of course, yeah. We made a song, me and my cousins, it was a rap group. And we made a song called Drink Some or Give Me Some, because it was just like something that we were doing. We were like, drink some or give me some.
Right.
And then
at 16?
Yeah, we're like 16.
So
yeah.
Gatorade, like drinking Gatorade?
No, hard liquor.
Rosecrans.
The hard stuff.
Your mom is watching this.
She knows. She knows now. It was Primo Kevin and Charlie.
This is a good question because I also one time indulged in underage drinking.
One time.
And it really fucked me up. But the alcohol that it was, I could never go back to the alcohol. It was Bacardi 151. And I could I can't ever go back to that. Like, that shit is just...
It gives you, like...
Oh, yeah. It's gross. Because it went, like, full-on drunk. When you're first drinking, like, you just go all the way. You don't even, try to stop.
You don't know what the limit is. Teen drinking is very bad.
Yo, I got a fake ID, though.
Yeah. You're so cool. Sometimes I feel like super old, and then you make me feel, like, cool.
I told you, like, we're damn near in the same generation, you know?
What was your alcoholic beverage of choice at that time? Like when you were doing Drink Some or Give Me Some?
The first time I drank, I think, was with my cousins, and he just pulled a bottle from like his dad's garage or whatever. Mm. It was like a bottle of something called like Fundador. Like it was like some Mexican ass drink. Yeah. And then we all got like super lit. But later on it became like the Four Locos. Like we were heavy on the Four Locos. We knew this spot.
You've lived some life, bro. I haven't even done Four Loco.
No, you should never. We used to go to the spot. They used to sell alcohol to minors. It was great. I don't think they're in business anymore. But I had also had a fake ID.
Okay. I had a fake ID. Jay Kwa.
I had a fake ID. My fake ID name was Wesley Pipes. No.
So you loved Super Bad then, huh?
Yeah.
Like the whole scheme
everything.
Of
that's
the fake
like
ID.
That's like my favorite movie ever.
Oh my god.
We kind of tried to recreate it in real life, I guess, after that. Senior year, I was just like, man, like I just got to live life a little bit. You know what I mean? So I kind of started rebelling a little bit. Nothing too crazy. Like I never did drugs or anything like that, but
just like going out.
Teen drinking on the riverbed, you know, just hanging out all day, whatever.
On the riverbed? Where'd you grow up? Like fucking Mississippi?
Nah. In Downey, there's like a riverbed that just it's in between Norwalk
it's
and
really
Downey.
Country of you.
Right? Yeah. It's right on the border, like it's on like the 605. If you know Downey, you know exactly where it's at. You go into
You're from
park.
The Mexican Beverly Hills. We talked about that the other day.
Not the Mexican. I mean
they call Downey the Mexican
that's
Beverly
what they call
Hills.
It. I was living in Bellflower in North Bellflower.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which is like on the border.
You're border boy.
Border boy, yeah.
Hold on. That's what I'm gonna call you now.
Border boy.
It's funny because I don't know Vic for like I know him and I've known of him and we've like talked, but beyond Twitter or social media, we haven't like hung out. And I already have nicknames for him. Like
border
I call
boy.
Him Russ Kranz because he looks like Russ.
I don't look
he
like
gives
Russ,
me Russ vibes.
Bro. How do I give you Russ vibes?
Because
successful, independent. Yes.
Oh
yeah,
my
come
god.
On,
ew.
Let's go.
Yes. That. The narcissism. The narcissism gives me Russ vibes. And then now you're border boy. No, but I was thinking. thinking about this the other day about like energy drinks, because I went into the liquor store and there's like a whole, like, of course there's been like a whole shelf, like column or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just full of energy drinks. And I remember, like, I'm so old that I remember when Red Bull first started. And, yeah, like, me and my friends each shared one Red Bull. And we were all like, oh, my God, this just tastes like apple juice. And I feel, like, so dizzy. Like this shit, like, really did something to us. But
shout out to Red Bull. They've given me a lot of bags in the past. Wow. And I love them. And
they're like the concert series?
Best energy drink ever in the world. Red Bull's like Nintendo. You know when, like, your mom would be like, oh, like, pagas en Nintendo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're just like... It was a PlayStation, though, because, like, it was just the first one that was a name brand.
Oh, my gosh. It's a thing, actually.
Yeah.
Like, that brands set out to do. Like, for example, calling tissue paper Kleenex, even if it's not Kleenex, is what their goal was. Like, to get you to, like, for them to get ownership of this certain product, that even if it's another brand, you're going to call it the name of that product.
You know what I did yesterday? Because I believe in that, too. I said, who's the Rosecrans Vic of Toronto? Let's connect.
Wow, isn't you're making that? Short,
yeah, and then people were tagging
name
other
association,
people.
Yeah,
people were tagging other people, and I was like, yeah, you guys don't even know what I just did right there.
Yeah, this is more Russ vibes. Let's move on. Just like your come up from a radio blog era, I think you were even coming at the tail end, so like you already had to kind of make your name amongst the like established blog sites, and you did so by being so unique to who you were, who you guys are in LA on Rosecrans.
I'm trying to create something that I didn't see and didn't exist, basically. So I didn't see a like West Coast LA based publication that was covering the underground LA artists. Kendrick was pretty like mainstream by that time, so was YG. Of course they're gonna get national coverage and everything, as they should, but there was artists coming under them that were completely not being documented at all, and it was just like such a big vacuum that I was like, man, if I can just cover these artists and grow with them, watch them grow, document their whole rise, then I can really do something. And the reason I knew to do that was because of Andrew Barber at Fake Short Drive. And I had a lot of family in Chicago, and they kind of put me onto what he was doing. He was covering all the Midwest and Chicago artists very early. The minute that Chief Keef blew up, he blew up. That was the exclusive site. I think they got like contracted by like Complex to be like an affiliate. Then Chance the Rapper blew up. The whole Chicago scene blew up. Fake Short Drive had the exclusive at first. They had the relationships. Andrew Barber even went to the Grammys with Chance. It was all these things that I was like, if I do that in LA, which nobody's really done, you know, from my knowledge. Later on, I found out Homegrown was already doing that. You know what I mean? With like the previous generation. But I was just like, this is what I can do for this kind of wave of artists and stuff like that. So
that's wild, because it also takes that type of an eye to even check for that type of move, because it's happening in plain sight. It's happening in front of everyone. But it's you who are like, hey, this is happening, and this is something that I can like use here. And Andrew's cool people.
Yeah, I got to meet him at South By and tell him how much he inspired me. And he was just like, man, like, you know, it means a lot. Like, we just chopped it up for a little bit. That was like one of the highlights of my career for sure.
Who's your favorite artist?
I would say Draco.
Would you consider yourself an objective fan? Meaning you can say bad and good things about your favorite artist.
Yeah, I don't feel like a fan anymore, honestly.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yeah.
What's Draco's worst bar?
Oh man, I wish I could, like, he has so many bars.
No, tell me but one I, that I you like. I can tell if you're objective or not, because I could give you my favorite rapper's worst bar. Like, one of my favorite rappers is Cole, but I hate.
He has so many terrible bars.
Stop it.
He does.
Stop it.
When he said, they think they the shit, but I ain't even farted yet. Like, come on.
Well, he didn't.
I love Cole.
Chill, okay?
I just saw this video about, and it was Lil Wayne versus Big Sean. And they were just bringing up, like, each other's, like, worst bars.
Like, cringy bars.
Yeah, like, cringy bars. And I thought it was funny. And I think they should put J. Cole in the next one for those weird, cringy bars that he does.
Yeah, like, when he said, I'm hot dog, catch up to me, I was like, this is like not a children's book. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
that one was like cringe.
Or when he said, like, it's
okay,
so
let's
big
chill, 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 Uncle. Okay. Oh, that was gross. I don't like like Cole rapping about sex. Like, yeah. I see him a certain way. Yeah. So when he starts rapping about doing it, I'm like, bro, I don't need to know. Like,
you didn't like the...
No, his Subway foot or whatever.
What about the...
Oh, no, Wet Dreams? Hated Wet Dreams, it. Didn't I like hated that, one? That song. And I love him, but I hated that song.
Wow.
Your turn.
Ah, I thought I deflected.
Yeah.
I can't think of, like... Okay, I guess Lil Wayne is probably, like, my favorite rapper of all time. So I'll go there. Lil Wayne, when he said, suck a... for some truck fit, like, I feel like that completely ruined the truck fit brand, and nobody would wear it after that, because I know I wasn't gonna put on truck fit and somebody tell that to me, like,
and that's just funny that you would put that in a song. So
he just does, he raps so effortlessly and he's so good, but there is those, you know, everybody misses once in a while, you know what I mean?
Also, I would also not say Draco does anything bad. Okay, you're moving on to podcasting too, and I've seen the platform that you guys are building with No Jumper and Mad Lately, and I talked to you about this as well. Like, I like that initially people can have whatever, like, preconceived notion of No Jumper, but then you guys come on the platform and bring in your own audience and also let that audience know that there's, like, another type of a show on there that can, like, have this type of a perspective. And now I'm seeing you guys not only, like, kind of, like, stand on your own, and it's barely been, like, you guys are fairly new, right?
Yeah.
But also kind of bring a new esteem to that
platform.
That platform. Like, is that something you're noticing too?
I feel like, you know, whenever you're popular, people will, like, talk shit on you.
Yeah.
People come for Vlad and Adam all the time, just, you know, say whatever about them.
But also...
No, I get it.
It's not just because they're popular.
No, I know that. I get it. And I get why, you know, but people were like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't go on... No Jumper, but I'll come hang out with you guys. Mm-hmm. And No Jumper's, like, totally hands off. Like, they let us pick who we pick. Like, you know, they might suggest artists here and there, and we don't have to, you know, say yes or anything like that. So they've been very open with us. And the minute we even talked about it, me and Adam, like, doing the show, he was like, look, I want you to get on and do your own thing. Like,
that's right.
You know, he was like, and, you know, I want it to be LA based. Like, that's your bread and butter. You know, don't try to switch things up now. Like, you are who you are, so just embrace it, you know. Yeah. So
you played the record with Anderson .Paak for me, and I enjoyed that, like, vibe on it. But why do you like it? Why you, like, came in like, yeah, this song is amazing?
I love Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars so much. Yeah. Like, that soul is really much needed in today's game, you know what I mean? They make real music, live instrumentation. It's a band, like, that full sound that you hear in your ear is not, like, programmed, you know, there's no GMOs and nothing like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I love that music.
That's the type of music that sticks around forever. I wouldn't even necessarily call it pop, because there's even, like, pop trends that feel, like, dated.
Yeah.
These types of songs you could play any time, any place in history. And I think that's the smartest move as an artist, because we're rap heads and we love it. There's little kids that love it. There's white soccer moms that are gonna love it. Like, it's gonna reach so much of an audience. So
absolutely. Yeah, that's the same thing I feel like with The Weeknd, you know, just the type of music he makes now is just, like, really timeless to me. I'm a big Weeknd fan, and I have been from the beginning, and for him to, like, take that chance of, like, crossing over completely,
but he
does have the same content, though. That's what people don't understand. Even though it's, like, brighter sounds and stuff, like, the content's pretty the same, pretty much the same, you know?
Yeah.
He's still allegedly doing drugs and...
Yeah, so my thing is
stuff
that...
Stuff like that, yeah.
Like, as a Weeknd fan, is that something you look for him to... Because, okay, so I'm a Pusha fan, and so, like, there's, like, that meme. It's like, if Pusha thinks that I'm just going to listen to another album of him selling cocaine, he's right. Like, so is that, like, a Weeknd fan thing? Like, you know it's going to be there, and you kind of look forward to it?
If you were with him from the beginning, from, like, 2011, when he was, like, an obscure artist that didn't even show his face, and he was talking about, like, glass tables and all this shit, you're just like, wow, like, well, it's still the same guy, but, like, he made so much progress. So it's just kind of a thing to me personally that I'm just like, the same guy is still there.
Yeah.
He just happened to become, like, the world's biggest pop star, which is dope.
Yeah, there's a Weeknd bar. He talks about, like, stealing Jordans.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm trying so hard to picture him as someone that would steal Jordans.
Like a stick-up kid.
Especially because his voice is so nice. It's like, give me a Jordan. Like, how are you going to rob my shoes?
Give me a Jordan.
Yeah. Like, how? And so then I'm like, how much of this is true to life? Because I don't know.
I think it's true. Like, that song is Tell Your Friends, right?
Yeah.
And just him describing his story. and everything, and like all the interviews I've read, that he was just like a dirty kid that was just, you know, no parental supervision, mm-hmm. doing whatever he could to make a quick buck. Like, and when you're in those type of circumstances, you're gonna do stuff like that. You know what I mean? So like, I believe it. You know, I think that's what like the era that turned him into a party animal that eventually led to him just being like, well, damn, all this like shit is cool, but like, what am I gonna do with my future? You know, I don't want to stay here forever.
Your parents are from Mexico, right? What part of Mexico are they from?
Jalisco.
Oh, you like ceviche?
I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, sorry. You're getting super testy. So often this question arises about which Mexican rapper is going to be the one that kind of stakes the flag in mainstream hip hop for us. Again, because it's happened to us in the past, but I think this generation really wants theirs. And I do find us yearning for something more than like what we had with 6ix9ine, because as proud as he was also something that we weren't necessarily proud of. What kind of traits are you looking for if you were to give me your like ideal rapper that's about to, like, or that can make their claim for like Mexicans in hip hop?
I think somebody who has definitely a lot of like morals and we can all look to and be like, mm-hmm. man, I'm proud that he's Mexican. Yeah. You know what I mean? Also, I think somebody that's not, forgive me for saying, but like too Mexican that, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't like speak any English or anything like that, mm-hmm. or
in their raps.
You know what I mean? So I think that you need that balance because there's a lot of kids, you know, like me that, yeah, like our parents were born in Mexico, but we grew up here, mm-hmm. and we know Spanish, but it's not like our primary language necessarily. Right. And I think that a lot of people can identify with them, and also just being able to know how to rap. You know what I mean? We don't want to get behind nobody that just like is like okay or sucks. You know what I mean? I feel like the first one to like really, really make it out is really gonna need to be one that can stand on anything and can rap with anybody.
It's tough for that first person because you're going to be the first and you're going to like break so many doors open for more and more to come through. And of course we're going to accept and embrace the range after that. Mm-hmm. But I think we're so like, we want the Kendrick Lamar of like Mexican rap, Mexican American rappers. Right. Whereas like there might be all these other types, right. But they might not necessarily have the, I don't know, the skill set to start combating in the when you want to talk about mainstream or when mm-hmm. you want to talk about like if he's going to be one of the greatest ever type of thing. And we want that. Like, we don't want mid.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's going to sound weird at first, but like our Jackie Robinson. And we say that because I'm totally stealing Vic's smarts and skill set.
Go ahead.
So, little known fact about Jackie Robinson is that when he came in the game, of course, he was given all of these accolades and these acknowledgments for being the first black player in the MLB, right? To be accepted and to be let on the field and to be allowed to play. But there were others that were either better than him or before him. However, they may not have been as equipped as him. He could take the punches of like criticism. He could take the punches of like hatefulness and may not necessarily react as others would who may have been better than him or before him. And that is kind of what would be needed, and it's strategic. You gotta be strategic with like who the first is gonna be, or at mm-hmm. least the new first.
Yeah.
Did I say the story right?
Yeah, no, completely. Oh, yeah, you hit it on the head, and you took like only 10 seconds to say it. I feel like I ramble for like at least 45, so that was a lot better. Yes. That was a microwave version.
But that's a cool story that you told me.
Yeah, it has to be somebody that is equipped to deal with mm-hmm. all that and the backlash that comes with it, and everybody saying like, oh no, he's trash, or he only does numbers because all the Mexicans are listening to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the minute that you can have a Mexican artist that everybody can listen to and not mm-hmm. think about him being Mexican is the one that's going to win. I mean, honestly, I think we already have it.
Same.
Yeah.
Go say yours, but don't steal my answer.
No, you go first.
No, go. All say right, the one that I'm not going to say.
Okay, so I think it's OGZ, you mm-hmm. know, from Shoreline Mafia, L.A., born and bred from, you know, East Hollywood, California. And nobody looks at him like a Mexican rapper. Mm-hmm. He's just a rapper. Happens to be Mexican. I feel like the first one kind of has to be that way. And Leti, you have another choice.
So my choice is Doughman, and he's coming out of Texas. He has the skill set to compete. Like, I'm looking at, like, who can compete with the Kendrick Lamars, mm-hmm. the J. Coles, and I think that he can. I think he has bars. And to me, he does wave his Mexican flag similarly to how we rep the cities that we're from. So similarly to how Kendrick would rep Compton, that's what's dope to me about him.
I agree 100%. Like, I've known Doman for a few years now, maybe like 3 years. And the minute I heard him, I was just like, oh, bro can rap.
Yeah.
And come to find out, like, he can make real music. That's the most important thing. Like, you know, there's a lot of, like, rappers and can rap. But one, he's respected by all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You go to Houston, like, he's well-respected. Yeah. And also, like, he can make music. He can even sing a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, put all that in a, you know, in a package.
Yeah.
And you have somebody that I think will have a long career.
Okay, stop. He's my choice. Okay, he's my choice. Okay. But also, I really like this dude out of San Diego. I'm becoming more and more of a fan out of him. Mm-hmm. His name is Little Weirdo. I don't
Lil
like his
Weirdo.
Name.
It
don't like his
I
name.
I was thinking, how is it going to fly in L.A.? It's not really going to fly
in
L.A.
No. What I'm thinking, though, is maybe he has, like, a big homie named Weirdo, and he's Little mm-hmm. Weirdo. Because he doesn't rap like what the name suggests.
Yeah. Shout out to him. I haven't got to meet him yet, but same. I definitely listen to his music and stuff like that. Yeah, just the name to us in L.A. is a little difficult to think about, but I mean, every name sounds weird at first, honestly. Think about it.
True.
Literally everyone.
Okay, are you ready to talk about your heart?
My heart?
Yeah.
What's that?
Where's your heart at?
Just kidding.
Where's your heart
let's
at
go,
right now?
Let's go, let's get it.
On the
come
new Drake
on.
Song, he's like, I had sex on Valentine's Day, okay? And I'm like,
must be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your Valentine's Day, Vic?
Man, my Valentine's Day was... I thought it was going to be something that it was.
You, like, set it up?
Yeah.
And it wasn't dunked.
It was, yeah. Exactly, yeah. It was, I attempted, you know, to have a good Valentine's Day, but the flowers were literally shoved back in my face.
Oh,
so,
no. You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
It happens, you know what I mean? It happens.
Okay, we're going to fix that for you, okay? Yeah. There's this thing called a partner pizza.
Yeah.
And so, basically... My friend Spicy Mighty, shout out to you. Basically, we're making a pizza with a bunch of traits, and we're gonna start with the crust. So the crust is what makes a good person. It's not what makes them attractive person. It's not what makes them like someone you wanna fuck. It's what makes someone, guy or girl, that if you were to have met right now and they left, you would have been like, they're a good person. Give me three traits.
Okay, helpful, trustworthy,
okay,
and loyal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now to the sauce. The sauce is, how do you like to be treated in a relationship? What would your girl have to be like or do for you to be like, damn, I'm treated really well. Like, we have a great relationship.
I want to be babied, straight up.
Babied is mine. Stop. You didn't say that last time.
I want to be babied it? Straight up. Rub my head
oh
when
my
I go
gosh.
To sleep. Nah,
that's one, though.
Yeah, just like affection.
Yeah.
Affection's one. Thoughtful.
Yeah.
I love, you know, you get gifts, you're just like, oh, you shouldn't have.
This
thank
is so
you.
Nice.
Give me this shit,
yeah.
You know? And one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Is babied one? Like, how? What
no,
is that?
No, that wasn't what you said.
I know, but like, is.
Ah, I'm gonna cheat. Hold on. Hold on. Your sauce was. Oh. Okay, your sauce is family oriented. Like,
family
you want
oriented.
Her to, like, yeah,
oh, yeah
care about
now.
You, your child,
now
your
I
family,
remember.
Your mom, all of that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, now to the toppings. What makes someone attractive? Like, what makes someone, like, whether you didn't even talk to them, you just saw them, or you talked to them and you were mm-hmm. like, wow, like, I'm attracted to you?
Stylish.
It was 5-2.
Intelligence. Nice body.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Vic needs you fit. But you have to also manage it.
Yeah.
Like some of us are just
BBL
fit off of,
and,
oh, my gosh.
You know
gosh.
What I mean? You get a BBL and we just call it a day.
So he wants to know, like, you have, like, that drive to
the
maintain.
Drive, yeah. That's honestly, that's, like, a big part of just being sexy. Knowing that, like, you know, you're going to be able to maintain it until we're, like, 70 or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, come on, like.
Got some standards there.
You know,
oh, and then eyes. Eyes were your thing.
Eyes,
you need
oh,
eye
man.
Shape. Like, you have to have
eye
nice
shape.
Eye shape
is, like, the thing.
So it's intelligence, style, nice eyes, fit body. There's mm-hmm. one more. Oh.
What?
You know.
What?
You know.
I don't.
You like to be, like, totally to do. Like,
oh, bossy, yeah, like bossy, authoritative.
Yeah.
I like authoritative. Like, I'm not gonna listen to you, but I'm gonna appreciate the.
Yeah, like, ooh, I like what
you
coming
know,
with.
I like what
yeah.
you did there. You know, like.
Vic, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
I really like talking to you. Thank you for coming again, because low-key, like, disclaimer, my fucking SD card, I lost it. I lose everything.
Don't trust her with SD cards.
At all. Yeah. But it's nice seeing you. I feel like Diosito wants me to see you more, so.
Yeah.
That's it.
Are we starting a podcast?
What? I think we should, because I can talk.
I could too.
It's a thing that I do, you know?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right, Vic, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Letty. I really appreciate it.